This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening, and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is February 22nd, 2023, otherwise known as Ash Wednesday. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and review. It'll help us out tremendously. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. You can also visit us on sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter, the Sportscast1, and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West, and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. As has been the trend for most of the college basketball season, and probably for at least the rest of it, and then we're going to see about the baseball and softball seasons, I am joined by Bob Alves, high school sports commentator, public address announcer, host of Sports Cafe, and multiple other jobs and activities. Thanks for coming on, Bob. How are you doing?
What's up, Alan? How's it going, man?
Going pretty well, sir. We're just a week away from conference tournaments for men and women, and just a little over 3 weeks away from March Madness. How crazy is that?
It's here before we know it. It seems like we were just starting the season the other day.
Exactly. Which we've already had seen a lot of upsets. We got more to come. Speaking of that, I did see that UVA lost today, so that's a huge upset already. But before we get into the regular games, I did want to mention that 2 days ago, Michigan State had their first home game back in East Lansing since the sad shooting. And they were able to win, which, well, that's great. But the main thing was they were able to start getting back into the swing of that men's basketball, which that's a huge thing up there. So what did you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, you got to applaud Michigan State for just getting back out there. Like you said, it's bigger than basketball at this moment, and good job on the Spartans. Now, when we look at it from a perspective of college basketball, Spartans probably need to win out. But, you know, good for them to get back in it because, you know, like you said, this is bigger than basketball.
Exactly. I mean, we definitely know that the seeding and the ranking is going to be very tough, and what we're seeing even today with the Boston College of seeing UVA 63-48. But another thing was when I was looking at the articles today, I noticed that for Alabama, their friend Senator Brandon Miller looked like he was in some trouble with the shooting that happened. Still there, Bob?
Yep.
So what do you think about that when you heard about Brandon Miller being possibly an accomplice for a shooting that happened where someone was killed?
I mean, that's flat-out craziness. You know, obviously thoughts and prayers to the deceased and their family. But, you know, Miller's playing right now. So, I mean, Alabama, I hate to be cold and callous, but they've almost got to treat this like business like normal just for the – fact of, hey, we got a guy, who knows how long we could have him, but we got a guy and he needs to perform for us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, that's difficult just because, well, that definitely was the one thing you didn't really want to look at your screen today and read an article that he mentioned that because, look, right now he's leading Alabama with 28 points and 3 steals. As they're up on Syracuse, 51 with a 17 second half. And I'm just talking about for then UConn beat Providence, say 87-69. And number one, Houston is headed to Lane 70-48 with 3 minutes in the second half. But yeah, Houston is number one again, sir, after they had been number two and number three within the last week.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. Now is not the time you really want to lose, because one loss, you don't want to come into a losing streak. A lot of good teams will lose in their conference tournament, but that's not the, you know, death sentence, so to speak. But losing in the, you know, end of the regular season, and then you're on a slide going into the conference tournament, that's not good.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Tennessee beat Alabama last week. Right after they did that, yesterday, for the top 25 action, I see that Texas able to beat Iowa State 74-54. Kansas State beat Baylor 75-65. Marquette beat Creighton 73-71. Tennessee lost to Texas by Texas A&M 68-63. Miami beat Virginia Tech 76-70. And Villanova upset Xavier 64-63. Michigan State was able to upset Indiana 80-65, we'll talk about. And San Diego State beat Colorado State 77-58. But Tennessee, it feels like every time they have a decent win, then they're good, then they have, then they stumble. Because their win, when they beat Alabama, who was number one at the time, almost their, I guess, defining win for this half of the year, then they lose. I would not call them a one seed. I'm hesitant to even really call them a three seed, right? Not just for how things are looking, because as much as you want to say that they're one of the top eight teams, I struggle with that, because every time you think that they're right there, then they lose. We get upset. I mean, even though it's a four conference tournament, it's still just watching them the last two or three weeks. We've seen how they've gotten one or two big wins, but it feels like they've gotten like five losses that basically knock out the big wins in my book. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, classic one step forward, two steps back. And like I said, I don't know that momentum is as important as it is at this part in the year of, you don't want to get on a losing streak or be considered inconsistent as we head to the conference tournament. Now, like I said, a lot of teams are going to lose a game in their conference tournament. You're going to see more Cinderellas normally than not. But if you're an NCAA tournament team, you don't want to be going into the tournament backpedaling.
Absolutely. Going back on Monday's score, Kansas beat TCU 63-58. And I mean, this whole week, just watching different games. I mean, Sunday, Houston was number two technically. They beat Memphis 72-64. Number three, Purdue beat Ohio State 82-55. The big game of the weekend, it felt like, for the ACC was North Carolina State upset North Carolina 77-69. Right now, North Carolina, the way that Villanova is doing tournaments, they're on the outside looking in, which for last year, you really would not expect that. So that's why you're going to, for what's happening with them, depending on how they finish the regular season, they win tournament. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to even make the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big case of, see what happens. Obviously, the Blue Bloods have pedigree on their side, but at the same time, I think the committee has done a really good job in the past 5 or 6 years as looking at it on a one-year basis, not, you know, we're going to give a team a seed, a three seed, and they've been great at it for like, you know, 15, 16 years.
Mm-hmm. That's true. On Saturday's games, we had Alabama beat Georgia 108-59. UCLA beat Cal 78-43. Kansas beat Baylor 87-71. Texas beat Oklahoma in overtime 85-83. Notre Dame lost to Virginia by 57-55. Arizona beat Colorado 78-68. My reference to vouch for Tennessee where they lost to Kentucky 66-54. The state beat Iowa State 66-51. Zaga beat Pepperdine 97-88. Indiana beat Illinois 71-68. Miami beat Wake Forest 96-87. Xavier beat DePaul 82-68. St. Mary's beat BYU 71-65. Creighton beat St. John's 77-67. UConn beat Seton Hall 64-55. TCU beat Oklahoma State 100-75. Providence beat Villanova 85-72. And let's see, for Friday, Cornell and Dartmouth. They went to overtime and Cornell won 95-83. And so I'm just trying to. On Thursday, looks like Houston beat SMU 80-65. Maryland upset Purdue 68-54. That was a good game. UCLA beat Stanford 73-64. Arizona beat Utah 88-62. Gonzaga beat Loyola Marymount 108-65. St. Mary's beat San Diego 62-59. MLTC upset Fort Atlantic 74-70. Just looking at some of these scores, it's like it's almost kind of scary because knowing what's coming up, just watching how they're trying to fight through everything for the tournament. Conference tournaments, the seedings are definitely going to make a huge difference next week. And just seeing how they are, and I guess it'll definitely separate the men from the boys. Is that fair to say, Bob?
Well, you know, I think the thing that the committee has done pretty good in years past is the underseeded, overseeded. I think they've gotten teams pretty much just right or maybe off by a line. This year, if you get teams off by a line, you're going to be making the lower seeded teams mad because the difference if, you know, like let's say Virginia hypothetically, and this wouldn't happen, but Virginia's picked for a five and then you have to change them to a four. That's going to make the other team unhappy. If you could get them out of the whole bracket into their side because two and three match up a lot, that's probably one of the best things to do just so you won't have, just so you can have that separation.
Absolutely. Real quick, let's go over the top 25 rankings for the men as they are at this moment. We have Houston up at the top with a record of 25-2. Alabama's number two with 23-4. Kansas number three with 22-5. UCLA number four, 23-4. Purdue number five with a record of 24-4. Virginia's number six with a record of 21-4. Arizona's number seven with a record of 24-4. Texas number eight with a record of 21-6. Baylor's number nine with a record of 27. Marquette's number 10 with a record of 21-6. Tennessee's number 11 with a record of 27. Kentucky is number 12 with a record of 23-5. Miami's number 13 with a record of 22-5. Kansas State's number 14 with a record of 20-7. St. Mary's number 15 with a record of 24-5. Sevier's number 16 with a record of 27. Indiana's number 17 with a record of 19-8. UConn's number 18 with a record of 20-7. Creighton's number 19 with a record of 18-9. Providence number 20 with a record of 20-7. Northwestern's number 21 with a record of 21-7. San Diego State is number 2 with a record of 21-5. Iowa State's number 23 with a record of 17-9. TCU is Number 24 with a record of 18-9. And Texas A&M rounds out the top 25 with a record of 20-7. So the main thing I'm noticing in there, Bob, got a lot of Big 12 schools still in there.
Yeah, you really do. And the thing I notice even more is, even if you look at the others receiving votes, you've got a lot of one-bid leagues that are ranked in there. I mean, you've got a few exceptions, but, you know, you've got a lot of one-bid leagues. And what I mean by one-bid league is it means most likely the team that's going to take the conference champion or take the tournament championship is going to be the team to go to the NCAA from that conference and runner up, or the, I should say, the league champion, if they're not the same, would have to settle for the NIT.
That's true, and hopefully that's not the case, but if it is, well, it's hard to admit the NCAA tournament magical. You see some teams that you really want them to make it, and then other teams not as lucky. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Right now, let's jump into the women's top 25. And one thing I noticed is South Carolina, they have gone on their winning ways, and they've won, it was 37 to 38 straight. And that's second in SEC history, only to Tennessee, I believe, with 42 or 46 straight, which... That's just a testament to how Dawn Staley's been playing and running her program, how they've just been taking on all comers and coming out on top.
If Dawn Staley was a men's basketball coach, she'd be looking at a seven-figure, maybe even eight-figure salary to be at her school. She's not, and, you know, I'm not going to get into a big soapbox on that, but what Dawn Staley's doing in South Carolina is just incredible. And, you know, like you pointed out, Alan, South Carolina continues their winning ways, and I don't see them stopping it anytime soon.
It's going to be very difficult, because the last time when it seemed like they were going to have a matchup was against LSU, and then they won by almost 20. It just, it really feels like unless a miracle happens, that they could run the table this year, which that's happened only, I think, two or three other times. In the past,
it doesn't happen often. It does not happen often.
In the past 30 years, I can only think of Tennessee and UConn are the only two schools I can think of for women's basketball that have either run the table or gone with like two or three losses in a year. So, but getting into the women's top 25. Today, Nebraska upset number 25, Illinois, 90-57. Oklahoma State upset Iowa State, 73-68. St. John's upset UConn, 69-64. Villanova beat Paul, 64-67. Maryland beat Iowa, 96-68. For women's basketball right now, Bob, UConn really is having the best year, which I understand they've been shorthanded, but this is getting a little scary for them, because this is the most losses that Juno's had in, I can't even remember how long, truthfully.
Yeah, they're definitely not the team that they have been in the past, so definitely going to be interesting for them going down the stretch. Can they remember who they have been? Not who they are presently.
Absolutely. On Monday, Stanford beat UCLA 77-61. Ohio State beat Michigan 74-61. Let's see. State beat 64-57. Beat Arizona State 74-69. LSU beat Florida 90-79. Duke beat Virginia 56-52. Notre Dame beat Pittsburgh 83-43. Virginia State 75-62. Oklahoma beat Kansas State 80. Texas beat West Virginia 74-48. Arizona beat Colorado 61-42. North Carolina beat Wake Forest 71-58. Florida State beat Georgia Tech 80-66. Cal upset USC in overtime 81-78. On Saturday, UConn beat Villanova 60-51. Iowa beat Nebraska 80-60. Maryland beat Michigan State 66-81. Gonzaga beat St. Mary's 65-51. Iowa State beat Baylor 77-81. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just trying to go through last week's games to see if there's any advance upsets, I guess, the best way to put it. Looks like Arizona beating Utah on Friday, 78-72. Stanford beat USC 47-50. UCLA beat Cal 67-54. Colorado beat Arizona State 70-62. Thursday. Going into this is just making sure that we hit all the games. Let's see, we had Florida lose to South Carolina 87-56, Indiana beat Michigan 68-52, LSU beat Ole Miss 69-60, Virginia Tech beat 61-45, Notre Dame beat Louisville overtime 78-76. Iowa State beat Penn State 67-55. NC State beat, actually, they upset North Carolina 77-66 in overtime. Georgia beat Pacific 69-58. UNLV beat San Jose State 77-60. And Florida State beat Syracuse 78-65. I'm kind of curious to see how it's going to shape up for women's basketball, also just going into the tournament, because other than South Carolina, and I guess right now there are three teams that I can see in the top five that are either undefeated or only have one loss, and coming into tournament time, the potential, I would say, you have two out of those three, it's not going to be as easy for them to pull it out. But I'll be curious to see how it ends up. How about you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, in women's basketball, a lot of times you'll see the 12 or the 11 or the 10 really kind of make a little bit of a run. So I'm with you. It should be very interesting to see how that plays out for the women's field.
Absolutely. Let's go through the top 25 for the women's real quick as well right now. We got South Carolina on top, 27-0. We have Indiana number 2, 26-1. Stanford 3 at 25-3. UConn's number 4 at 24-4. LSU number 5, 25-1. Iowa's number 6 at 22-5. Maryland's at number 7 at 22-5. Utah is number 8 at 23-3. Virginia Tech's number 9, record 22-4. Notre Dame is 10 at 22-4. Duke is 11 at 23-4. Michigan's number 12 at 20-6. Oklahoma's number 13 at 22-4. Arizona's number 14 at 21-6. Villanova is number 15 at 23-5. Ohio State's number 16 at 22-5. UCLA's number 17 with 21-6. Gonzaga's number 18 at 25-3. Texas number 19 at 21-7. Iowa State's number 20, 17-7. Colorado's number 21 with record 21-6. North Carolina's number 2 with record of 19-8. Florida State's number 23 with record 22-7. UNLV's number 24 with record of 25-2. And at number 25, we've got a tie between Middle Tennessee with record 22-4. In Illinois, it's record 20-7. So that could be interesting. We'll see how that plays out for everybody. Speaking of that, looking at some of the other rankings, I want to make sure that we mention about the next sport I want to mention about is women's gymnastics, because I don't know about you, Bob, but watching on Friday nights how they always have the gymnastics, that can be pretty exciting to watch, and just seeing how they're getting going through the year. So I don't know if you watch that with your daughters at all on Fridays.
Normally I don't get to see as much as I want, because it seems like I've been out of the game for like the past 6 or 7 Fridays. But you know, you really got to appreciate the dedication that those youngsters are going through, because some of those events take so much coordination. Man, it's a recipe for disaster if you quote unquote miss.
Exactly. Going into that, I do want to hit on the top 25 teams right now. We have Oklahoma at number 1, Florida at number 2, Michigan at number 3, Utah at number 4, UCLA at number 5, Cal at number 6, Auburn at number 7, LSU at number 8, Alabama at number 9, Denver at number 10, Oregon State at number 11, Kentucky at number 12, Ohio State at number 13, Georgia at number 14, Missouri at number 15, Southern Utah at number 16, Arkansas at number 17, Minnesota at number 18, Michigan State at number 19, Iowa at number 20, Maryland at number 21, Arizona State at number 22, Illinois at number 23, Stanford at number 24, and North Carolina State round out the top 25. And Bob, for total score at the moment, their averages for Oklahoma, they average 198.079 points. Whereas when you go down to North Carolina State, they average 196.044, which that's not much of a difference, sir. So just even looking at that, you're just wondering what's going to be coming up next for them, for the ladies in the different sports. Although I did see that we are starting to get into softball now. This season, so that's going to be a lot of fun all in itself. And speaking of softball, Oklahoma had been number 1. They got upset this week. So going into the top 25 rankings for softball, we have UCLA at number 1, 12-0. Oklahoma number 2 at 8-1. Number 3, Florida at perfect 10-0. Number 4, Oklahoma State at 8-1. Number 5, Stanford's number 11 with a record of 8-2. Virginia Tech's number 12 with a record of 7-3. Texas is number 13 with a record of 8-1-1. LSU is number 14 with a record of 10-0. Duke's number 15 with a record of 7-3. Georgia's number 16 with a record of 7-3. Northwestern's number 17 with a record of 4-4. Kentucky's number 18 with a record of 6-1-1. Arizona's number 19 with a record of 7-3. Auburn's number 20 with a record of 9-1. Missouri's number 21 with a record of 9-2. Baylor's number 22 with a record of 8-1. Maryland's number 23 with a record of 8-1. Oregon's number 24 with a record of 8-2. UCF is number 25 with a record of 5-5. So, even in the beginning, we've already got a little bit of drama coming up. So, we're going to see how that goes. Is there anything that you've already started to notice for softball or what you've heard?
Not really. I mean, you know, a lot of those teams really have to stay in the warm weather environments, because you don't see, like, you know, just for an example, the Syracuses or the Temples or any team in the Northeast really hosting softball games early on, because it's just too cold.
Yeah. That is true. That is very true. Speaking of cold, why don't we jump into the men's college hockey poll, and then we'll do the women's college hockey poll just because, well, we got the Frozen Four in the horizon. We've got Minnesota, number one, with a record of 23-8-1. Winnipeg's number two with a record of 26-3-3. Denver's number three with a record of 24-8. Michigan's number four with a record of 20-10-2. Western Michigan's number five with a record of 21-10-1. St. Cloud State's number six with a record of 18-9-3. Ohio State's number seven with a record of 18-11-3. Boston University's number eight with a record of 20-10. Harvard's number nine with a record of 19-6-2. Penn State's number 10 with a record of 19-12-1. Michigan Tech's number 11 with a record of 21-8-4. Minnesota State's number 12 with a record of 20-11-1. Cornell is number 13 with a record of 16-9-2. Northeastern's number 14 with a record of 15-10-5. Omaha's number 15 with a record of 17-10-3. Merrimack's number 16 with a record of 18-12-1. UConn's number 17 with a record of 17-10-3. Michigan State's number 18 with a record of 16-16-2. Notre Dame's number 19 with a record of 14-14-4. And UMass Lowell's number 20 with a record of 16-11-3. That rounds out the men's college hockey poll. And let's see the women's hockey poll. For the women's rankings for hockey, we have Ohio State at number one with a record of 28-4-2. We have Yale at number two with a record of 26-2-1. We have Colgate number three with a record of 28-4-2. We have Minnesota number four with a record of 25-5-3. We have Northeastern with a record of 32-1. We have Wisconsin number six with a record of 23-9-2. We have Minnesota Duluth with a record of 23-8-2. We have Quinnipiac with a record of 27-7. Clarkson is number nine with a record of 26-8-2. Penn State is number 10 with a record of 24-8-2. Vermont's number 11 with a record of 21-10-3. St. Cloud State's number 12 with a record of 18-16-1. Cornell is number 13 with a record of 15-12-2. Providence number 14 with a record of 20-10-4. Boston College rounds up the top 15 with a record of 19-14-1. So we're starting to see how hockey is shaping up and how that's going to go. Although I'm more excited to see how lacrosse is going to shape up, since that season's also starting a little bit. And right now we have Virginia leading the way at number one with a record of 2-0. Notre Dame's number two with a record of 2-0. Princeton's number 3-1-0. Cornell's number 4-1-0. Yale's number 5-1-0. Loyola Maryland 6 with a record of 2-0. Penn is 1-0. Ohio State is 3-0. Maryland's number 9 with a record of 2-1. Delaware's number 10 with a record of 3-0. St. Joseph's number 11 with a record of 2-0. North Carolina is number 12 with a record of 2-1. Jacksonville's number 13 with a record of 2-1. Rutgers is also 2-1. Duke is number 14 at 3-1. Johns Hopkins is number 16 with a record of 2-2. Georgetown is number 17 with a record of 0-2. UMass is number 18 with a record of 2-0. Syracuse is number 19 with a record of 3-1. Army is number 20 with a record of 1-1. So right now, I guess you can afford to have a loss early. But since the season's starting, I'll be curious to see how it ends up, though. That was the men's lacrosse. Now for the women's lacrosse. North Carolina at number one with 3-0. Syracuse at 2-2-0. Northwestern number 3-2-1. Boston College number 4-2-1. Stonybrook is number 5-1-0. Rams number 6-1-1. Florida number 7-1-1. Loyola Maryland's 1-0. Rutgers is 9-3-0. Duke is number 10-3-0. Denver's number 11-3-0. UVA's number 12-3-0. James Madison is number 13 with 2-1, as Notre Dame is like that at number 14. Stanford's number 15 at 1-1. John Hopkins, number 16, 1-1. Princeton's number 17, 0-1. Michigan's number 18 at 2-2. USC's number 19 at 1-1. Richmond's number 19 at 3-0. Yale is number 21 with a record of 1-0. UMass number 22 with a record of 1-1. Louisville's number 3 with a record of 2-1. Jacksonville's number 24 with a record of 0-3. Penn State rounds out the top 25 for women with a record of 2-0. I'm just waiting to see how everything's going to end up so far, Bob, because with how it's looking just to begin, I think we're going to be in for a very special season.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Every start is wild, but once things get settled down, you see the pecking order, and yeah, it should be interesting in all these sports that are starting up, who can get that quick start.
Mm-hmm. And that's why for me, the only sport I hadn't really been able to see the rankings yet is baseball. I'm trying to, now I've got it, the top 25 for baseball for the year starting. We have LSU at number 1 with 3-0, Stanford's number 2 at 2-1, Tennessee's number 3 at 1-2, Ole Miss is number 4 at 3-0, Texas A&M is number 5 at 3-0, Wake Forest is number 6 at 4-0, Florida's number 7 at 3-0, TCU's number 8 at 2-1, Arkansas's number 9, 2-1, Vanderbilt's number 10 at 2-1, East Carolina is number 11 at 3-0. North Carolina is number 12 at 2-1. Maryland's number 13 with a record of 2-1. Virginia Tech's number 14 at 2-1. Oklahoma State's number 15 at 1-2. Louisville's number 16 at 3-0. UCLA's number 17 3-0. Southern Miss number 18 3-0. UVA's number 19 at 3-0. Alabama's number 20 at 3-0. NC State's number 21 at 3-0. Miami, the U is number 22 at 2-1. South Carolina's number 23 at 3-0. Texas Tech's number 24 at 3-0. And Oregon rounds out the top 25 in baseball with a 4-0 record. Now, while I've been sitting here talking with you, Bob, I realized that there was one thing. There are two sports we hadn't really looked at right now. I'm going to hit wrestling, but I just remembered that we're almost to the end, I believe, the indoor track and field. Which I know the outdoor one's the one that gets a lot more of the coverage, but making sure to mention that also is important. But let me go through wrestling, just because you and me have talked about wrestling in the past few weeks, how it's, there have been a few matches where you've watched number one and number two go at it, and number one, which is Penn State, is still on top with a 16-0 record. Number two, Iowa's 15-1. Number three, NC State's 14-1. Number four, Nebraska's 12-3. Number five, Iowa State's 16-3. Number six, Ohio State's 13-3. Number seven, Oklahoma State is 14-3. Cornell's number eight with a record of 12-3. Nine, Missouri is 8-3. 10, Virginia Tech with a record of 10-3. Michigan's number 11 with a record of 11-4. Minnesota's number 12 with a record of 12-3. Northwestern's number 13 with a record of 7-3. South Dakota State's number 14 with a record of 12-4. Pittsburgh's number 15 with a record of 10-4. Northern Iowa's number 16 with a record of 7-5. Wisconsin's number 17 with a record of 8-8. Number 18, North Dakota State's got a record of 11-3. Arizona State's number 19 with a record of 7-5. Appalachian State's number 20 with a record of 12-2. Illinois's number 21 with a record of 6-7. Number 22, Rutgers has a record of 10-7. Number 23, Michigan State has a record of 10-6. Penn is number 24 with a record of 9-5. And Cal Poly rounds out the top 25 with a record of 8-6. It's a mouthful there, sir.
Yeah, lot of rankings to look at on that for sure.
So it looks like for indoor track and field, we are almost. They're in week five of their season. They have two more weeks, and then the indoor track final is on March 11th. So it's just before the March Madness tournament comes up. So as of right now for the men's rankings, I'm going to have to do a little more research on this one, Bob, just looking at it, because it's a little more complicated, because I can take a look at which team had an overall ranking for which event. But I want to make sure that as I'm going through this, I want to give the schools the credit and recognition they deserve. And it's going to be a little more complicated, just because if I go through the way that they have it set up right now, I would have to go through the top 25 of every event. And, you know that for track and field, there are a few events, so that would take a little while. So I think I'm going to have to pass this week. Maybe next week we'll be able to go through a few of those events and give the teams the recognition they deserve. How does that sound, sir?
Sounds good on my end.
So let's see. Let's jump back over and see how the how Alabama's doing since we were talking. Oh, they're in overtime right now.
Yep, 78-76. Miller's got a career high 41 points. So obviously the charges are not affecting him in the mental aspect, because he's come out a blazing.
Very nice. And I see that North Carolina was able to beat Notre Dame today, which they needed that.
Yeah, you got to win the games you're supposed to win, and that's one North Carolina's supposed to win.
I mean, very quickly, let me just, I did want to take a look at bracketology for a second only so I could see which teams they have as the last four in. You know how they always do that every day. Because they're still, for the moment, they have Alabama as the top overall seed. North Carolina's the first team out, and Wisconsin's the first team in. But for what Joe Lunardi says, for the last four byes, you got Memphis, Boise State, Oklahoma State, West Virginia. The last four in, he says, is Nevada, Mississippi State, USC, and Wisconsin. The first four out he has are North Carolina, Charleston, New Mexico, and Utah State. And the next four out are Oregon, Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Penn State. While it's not exactly a lot of blue bloods there, that still is a lot of teams that are represented from the Pac-12. And you got one from the Big Ten, one from the Big 12, and one from the NWC, I believe. That's going to make it even more interesting coming next week. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to just seeing how the conference tournaments shake up, because by next week we should know some of the seedings for the conference tournament, so we can definitely look into that.
Yeah, that's our March Madness Junior, if you will.
I couldn't have said that better myself, sir. Thank you for that. I mean, I was trying to think of the best way to put that. You say March Madness Junior, or we could even say the Diet Coke of March Madness.
There you go. I like that too.
So, Bob, is there anything else you can think of that we haven't tried to take a look at for college sports? I know that was a lot, but I wanted to make sure that we tried to hit every sport and give them either their due or make sure that their ranking and their position in their sport was recognized.
Yeah, a lot to be done. And I would just say hang on, because this next month is going to be it's going to be wild.
Could not put it any better myself. So, Bob, if we were going to try to get a hold of you outside of here, I know that's a dangerous thought, but if someone decided they wanted to do that, how would they do that?
The Sports Buffet on Twitter, YouTube.com, The Sports Buffet, and you can find me on Facebook, The Sports Buffet Podcast.
Very nice. For me, you could find me at allen.west46 on Instagram, allenfwest on Twitter. I'm going to post on there sometime soon again. It's been a little busy, but it's on my to-do list. And then on Facebook, you can find me at allen.west46. But thank you for tuning in to Top 25 Rundown. I'm Allen West. That's Bob Avis. We'll see you next week.